Item 8, from the Director of County Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational monthly report on the status of excess property sales. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Cialdini.
Madam Chair, committee members, this falls right in line with my previous item brought before you. The West Dallas deal is our first sell-off of the properties here. We are making progress, working with other municipalities right now to do similar type package deals. We are also putting a lot of time and effort with Mr. Mathai and his department to try to take advantage of our inventory and help his department's cause as well. None of these properties have officially been marketed to the public as yet. We are still working towards getting those properties suitable for public showings, I guess is the best way to put it. So if there's any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer.
Any members? Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Cialdini, you've got 47 properties under the general property status. Is there, with 47 properties, I know that your staff does not have 20 people in it. How, what's your perspective with respect to, what's your perspective as it relates to how many of these properties could be closed before the end of the year?
Madam Chair, committee members, if I'm understanding this correctly, am I supposed to, are you asking for like a guess of how many?
I'm asking for a guess. Given the 47 properties, how many do you think would be, we could, by the time December 31st comes, that those properties would have been closed properties, sold properties, and that those amounts could have gone to your budget?
My plan in place right now is to have them all sold before the end of the year.
Okay.
As it's a fluid, it is an ambitious project, but going in, that's the goal we gave our department. We are encountering hurdles that we did not foresee. So short answer, I would hope to have 35 of these properties off this list before the end of the year. I think that's a safe guess.
Okay.
Dick Bailey-Smith.
We're going to need some help to meet that goal, and you guys were very supportive in the first step of that, which was creating some flexibility in the disposition process to allow us to sell things immediately at appraised value and other steps. We do not have the staff to move these as quickly as we want to, and so we're trying a strategy of essentially bulk. So you guys just approved 5 properties to the city of West Dallas. We've been talking to South Milwaukee. We've been talking to all the municipalities to see if they're willing to take these on. The next set of bulk that we intend to bring for you are ones that our housing division can use directly to serve their mission as well. And so with those larger transactions that include multiple properties, should they have your support, we can move these faster and quicker. This is the first time we've done this in bulk. Previous to this, we only took on 5 to 10 a year, and so we're identifying changes in the process to allow us to do this potentially in bulk. One of those is the eviction process. Can that be done in bulk? Do we have to bring in some private counsel to do that? So there are lots of kinks in the process, being that this is the first time we're handling so many. I like the bulk strategy, the deals that David is working on and has been able to negotiate with West Dallas and some more down the pipeline. I think that's their best opportunity to do this. We might lose a little bit of the purchase price on the front end, but it will get more properties onto the tax rolls quicker.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Any other concerns? You made the statement that none of these are being marketed actively at this point. Do you include those old Cudahy 01, 09?
I beg your pardon, Madam Chair. Yes, the properties at the top of the general property status list, the ones that have been in inventory for quite some time, are being actively marketed to the public. That statement that I made was only in reference to the recently acquired properties.
And as long as we're on those, are we making any progress?
On the Cudahy properties?
Correct.
Interest has picked up for the summertime months. Both the Cudahy and the Oak Creek, I've fielded inquiries. Nothing tangible is on the horizon for any of those, though.
Anyway, I do hope you pay attention to the dates with your efforts.
Absolutely, Madam Chairwoman. And this new inventory in Cudahy has allowed me to renew conversations with the city of Cudahy as to their possible interest in these older properties as well. So.
And I know you've taken a whole bunch of new ones. It's that top of the list that very much concerns me. So, thank you. All right, if there's nothing further on 8, Madam Clerk, would you call item 9?